二首。
Thank you.
耀就降临在我们中间。哦，哈利路亚，谢谢你喜悦与我们同在，主，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢主，谢谢神，还要更多来充满我们，充满我们，哈利路亚，赞美主。
Jesus, we adore you. Yes, we worship you. We want to see you.
We want to see you.
You said they looked unto you and they were lightened.
我们的脸仰望你就得荣光。
And they were not afraid.
我们并不惧怕。
Oh, Jesus, we look unto you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们仰望你。
Amen. Turn our eyes upon you, Lord.
使我们把我们的眼目转向你。
Amen. We
love you. 我们爱你。
We love you, Lord.
主，我们爱你。
Amen. Maybe we could sing to number 49 in the back of the book.
我们可以唱第二册的27首《神圣之爱》，远超众爱。
Love divine, all loves excelling.
Page
Lord.
67首，好不好？主，求你向我吹圣灵，哈利路亚。在前面，76页。
Oh. Thank you. Our first call is to love worship with Jesus.
我们首先的呼召就是跟耶稣相爱。
Doesn't matter if you're a pastor, a missionary, a church worker.
不管你是牧师、传道人还是教会的工人。
My first call is a lovership of Jesus.
我最首先的呼召就是耶稣的爱人。
He's still looking for lovers.
他仍然在寻找爱人。
He's searching for them.
他在寻找爱人。
Brother John said, let's turn to number 15 in the back of the book.
那我们翻到第二册的第七首
Jesus, lover of my soul.
耶稣我心灵的爱人。
I want you to notice who wrote this.
我想请大家注意到是作者是谁。
It's Charles Wesley.
是约查理·卫斯理。
The first song we sang tonight was written by Charles Wesley.
我们今天晚上唱的第一首歌也是查理·卫斯理写的。
He wrote over 1,000 hymns.
他写了超过1,000首诗歌。
It's quite different from his brother John Wesley.
他跟他的兄弟约翰·卫斯理很不一样。
I don't know the total number, but almost all of them are about falling in love with Jesus.
我不知道他一共写了多少首，但是几乎所有的都是爱上耶稣的诗歌。
His brother John Wesley was quite a preacher.
他的兄弟约翰·卫斯理是一个大有讲道恩赐的。
But he was a singer.
但他是一个唱诗者。
And you can't sing any of his songs without realizing he was in love with Jesus.
你唱每一首诗歌都会意识到他真的是爱上了耶稣。
And that's my calling.
这也是我的呼召。
He's looking for lovers.
他在寻找爱人。
He's searching through the earth with a lighted lamp.
他在遍查全地。
See, do you love me?
寻找那些爱他的人，问他。
Do you love me more than anything else?
你爱我比这些更深吗
？If you do.You'll love other people too.
如果你爱我，你一定会爱别的人。
So let's sing this, Jesus, lover of my soul.
让我们来唱这首诗歌，耶稣，我心灵的爱人。
好了，谢谢。
couldn't help
Shall we sit down?
But to say a short testimony. It was bubbling out of me. But it's really simple. Something I learned from my mom when I was, I think it was a teenager. So particularly, we don't have many young people, but we have a few. So I was very emotional, and I was, you know, my spiritual life was like going up and down. I'm a preacher's kid. And there, I have a lot of brothers and sisters. One brother and five sisters. And one day I was so frustrated. And I expressed this frustration to my mom. I said, I'm struggling. Why am I, going up and down? I've never dealt well with my spiritual life going up and down. And this is the first time that I learned something really important about Jesus.
And
my mom just simply said, well, you can always love him. You can always love Jesus. If you can't play the flute like Victor, if you can't do any sports, if you're not smart, you don't have a PhD, you can always love Jesus. Without loving Jesus, how can you have inner life? Really? Isn't that the source? To have that deep love for Jesus.
Amen.
And I like the song that says, you won't be alone. Even though if you are alone and you may feel down and you're by yourself somewhere, you can say, I love you, Jesus.
即使你是一个人，你觉得很下沉，你一个人在那里，你仍然可以说耶稣，我爱你。
And once you say these words out loud,
而且你大声地说这些话,
then you acknowledge that Jesus is next to you.
你就会感受到耶稣就在你身边。
I can just, say, I love you, Jesus. He's sitting right there.
就承认他就在你身边,
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's a very important basic thing that we have to have in our relationship with Him. And I'm so glad that my mom taught me. It's a simple lesson, but such an important lesson.
非常简单，但是很重要。
Let us continue on. We've heard so many great, inspiring things. Let's not stop now. Continue on.
Amen.
Crossing the Jordan. There's just so much the Lord has in store for us. Praise the Lord. Let's love Him. Let's just simply love Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
I lived with Mrs. Chow very intimately. She truly was a lover of Jesus. I met more than one woman like that. Ruby McKinnon used to come here to this camp.
Ruby McKinnon,
my own teacher, her first desire was loving Jesus. Jesus often asked that question, do you love me more than these?
耶稣总是问他这个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And then he said in Revelation, you've lost your first love.
主耶稣在启示录说，你丢弃了，离弃了起初的爱心。
He desires to be number one.
他渴望成为你生命中的第一位。
He wants to be first.
他要成为首要的。
And usually the rival he has is our self-life.
通常我们的对头就是我们的己生命。
We want to please ourselves.
我们讨自己的喜悦。
You find that out in marriages too.
在婚姻里也是这样。
If you're very self-centered, it makes trouble in the marriage.
如果你很自我中心的话，婚姻里就会有问题。
But Jesus wants to be number one.
耶稣渴望成为第一位。
He makes you a better wife.
他会使你成为一个更好的妻子。
You love your husband, you care for your husband out of love for Jesus.
你因为爱耶稣的缘故，更爱你的先生，照顾你的先生。
You're always asking the question, what would Jesus do?
你总是问这个问题，耶稣会怎么做？
Jesus went the extra mile.
主耶稣走了二里路。
He went after the woman of Samaria.
他绕路来到撒玛利亚的井边的妇人。
He went out of the way. It was a long distance.
是一个很长的路程，他绕路来到那里。
He was walking.
他是走路走过去的。
He said, I must go through Samaria.
他说我必须到撒玛利亚。
Why?
为什么？
It was out of the Jewish territory.
那在犹太人的地盘以外。
But there was a woman who tried.Many ways to satisfy the longing in her heart.
这个妇人尝试了很多种方法，要满足她内心深处的渴望。
She wanted that living water.
她渴望得着活水。
But Jesus said, "Go call your husband."
但耶稣说，叫你的丈夫来。
He said, "I don't have a husband."
她说我没有丈夫。
Not at that moment, but we found out she had a stack of them.
但是后来我们发现她有五个丈夫。
Jesus told her that he was the living water.
主耶稣告诉他，他是那活水。
And he forgave her sins and cleansed her.
主耶稣赦免了他的罪，洁净了他。
And she went and told the whole city.
他就到全城告诉了所有的人。
She found true love.
他找到了真爱。
She found Jesus.
他找到了耶稣。
If we stop and think of it, God is love.
如果我们停下来想一想，神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And the great commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God.
他给我们的大诫命是，你当尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
With all your heart.
用你的全心。
All your mind.
用你的
All your soul.
用你的全魂。
And he's looking for lovers.
他在寻找爱人。
Oh, how wonderful it is that he's still calling.
哦，何等的奇妙，他仍然在呼召我们。
I had a problem once.
我有一次有一个问题。
Some of you have heard it.
你们有些人听过了。
But I fell in love with the ministry.
我发现我爱上了事工。
Oh, I had my opportunity in Canada.
我在加拿大有这样的机会。
I met the pastor and his wife right here in that prayer room.
我跟那个牧师的太太师母在那个祷告室遇见相遇。
Her name was Ruby.
她的名字叫 Ruby.
And when I met Ruby Han,
当我遇见 Ruby Han,
I could not pronounce her name, Beowulf Han.
她的中文名字很难念。
I said, can I just, what's your name mean? She told me it's a precious stone.
我就问她她的名字的意思是什么。
I said, can I call you Ruby?
所以就说我可不可以叫你 Ruby?
And when she became American citizen, she made herself Ruby Han.
所以她成为美国公民的时候就改名叫 Ruby.
I told her, you don't know what a privilege that name was to me.
我告诉她，你不知道这个名字对我来说有何等的特权。
Ruby, whoever knew her,
John
Ruby McKinnon, you would have known her. She's a Canadian pastor. Her husband was a little difficult to live with. You know, some men are.
他的先生不是太好相处的，你知道有些男士是不太容易相处。
He was very demanding.
他就是很强势。
And sometimes your papa was too.
有的时候你父亲也是这样。
But I lived with both those women, and I saw them lovers of Jesus.
我跟这两位女士相处，我发现她们都是耶稣的爱人。
Their love was so strong. They loved their husband.
他们爱耶稣的心是这么的强烈，他们爱他们的丈夫。
Sister Nancy made that pledge when John's oldest brother was born.
周师母当她的长子出生的时候，她跟神立约。
She told me about it in Shanghai.
她在上海跟我讲了这件事。
She said, "I promise the Lord, I'll never talk back."
他说我跟主立约，我永远不回嘴。Can
you imagine woman saying I'll never talk back?
你可不可以想象一个妻子说我永不回嘴？You gotta
tell them how you're right and they're wrong.
你一般会跟他说你是对的，他是错的。But
I walked with her all through Asia those years. I never heard her talk back.
但是我跟他一起亚洲旅行服侍这么多年，我从来没有发现他回嘴。Now
that takes love of God.
这需要神的爱才能做成。And
Mrs. McKinnon was the same way.
Ruby McKinnon 也是这样的。But
Jesus is calling us.
耶稣在呼召我们。He
said, "If you love me with all your heart."
他说，如果你用你的全心爱我。
You love me with all your strength,
用你的全部的力量,
all your mind,
用你全部的意志,
they were filled with God's Spirit.
你就会被神的灵充满,
and the very first evidence of the Holy Spirit in your life is the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵在你生命中的第一个特征就是圣灵的果子。
What's the first fruit?
Love.
第一个果子是爱。Love.
And Jesus wants to be number one.
耶稣要成为第一位。He
said to me after my husband Pai died, he said to me,
我先生去世以后,
that he would, I wanted to wait up that last year. It was 20 minutes till the midnight hour.
因为 还有20分钟就到午夜的时间。
My son, his wife, and the children had gone to bed.
我的儿子和他媳妇，他的孩子们都已经上床睡觉。
And I said, "Oh, I want to." I didn't tell them, but I had a desire to sit in the living room and look at Jim's empty chair.
我没有告诉他们，我就在那个客厅里坐在那里看着Jim的那个空的椅子。
Lord, I want to just. I had already been online with. Pastor Ruth asked me to speak New Year's Eve.
那是新年的新年之夜，所以我已经跟郭牧师已经上线，已经分享过了。
I said I just want to stay looking at Jim's chair as the last minutes of the year that I had Jim.
我就跟主说。
我就想在今年的最后一天的晚上，再一次坐在这里看着Jim的空椅子。I said to the Lord, "This is the year He left me."
我跟主说，这一年是Jim离开我的这一年。It's
the one. It's the year where He forsook me.
这也是 what's that?
And the Lord shouted at me. He didn't speak gently.
哦，主大声的向我呼喊，他没有温柔的对我说。
He flashed out at me, and he said, "I will never leave you."
他大声的向我呼喊说，我永远不会离开你。
He said, "I will never forsake you."
我永远不会撇弃你。
I said, "Oh yeah, that's right, Jesus."
然后我说，好的，耶稣。
But my husband loved the Lord.
我的先生很爱主。
And the Lord told me he wanted him.
主告诉我他要Jim.
He had finished this course.
他已经完成了地上的工作.
He fought a good fight.
他已经打了美好的仗.
And henceforth there was laid up for him that crown of righteousness.
所以有公义的冠冕为他存留.
And Jesus said to me, he wanted me to love him more.
耶稣告诉我，他要我更多的爱他。
So he always wants us to love him more.
所以他总是要我们更多的爱他。
Other things try to attract us.
很多的别的事情要打岔。
They're not bad things. In my case, it was the ministry.
不是一些坏的事情，在我的例子里就是事工。
I went from here to Canada.
我从这儿去了加拿大。
And I loved it. They wanted me to work hard.
我非常喜欢那里，然后他们让我很努力的工作。
I could teach a Sunday school. I could attend the prayer days.
我教导主日学，我也参加祷告会。
I could do visitation in the hospital.
在医院探访病人。
I was a housekeeper in the faith home.
在信心家庭管理那里的。
Which means I had to keep it clean and do the students' laundry.
还要打扫清洁工作。
Another girl did the cooking.
另外一个姐妹煮饭。
They were training ministers.
他们都是已经受过训练的。
And we'd wait on the Lord every morning.
每天早晨我们都在等候神。
And Brother Gardner gave us the studies he was teaching here, so our pastor McKinnon could teach them in Canada.
贾德纳牧师给我们教课，然后他在这里教课，然后我 McKinnon 夫妇去加拿大。
But then I was removed from the ministry because I married someone that had gone through a divorce.
然后神就把我从事工中挪开了，因为我嫁给了一个曾经离过婚的人。
I've preached this in Malaysia to 1,000 pastors.
我在马来西亚也跟超过一千个牧者讲。
Because Pastor Charles said to me, "I'm going to the hotel to rest. You take the afternoon."
因为周牧师说我要回酒店休息，下午你来教。
And I taught on lovership with Jesus.
所以我就教了关于与耶稣相爱。
The Lord showed me so that I had allowed the ministry to take his place.
主向我显示，我允许事工代替了他的位置。
That's why it's so important to get alone with Jesus.
那就是为什么何等的重要，我们要跟耶稣单独在一起。
He is your lover.
他是你的爱人。
He comes before the ministry.
他要比事工占更优先的位置。
That pastor that asked me to step down 3 years later.He said, oh, he came to our house and asked him, pray for him. It was a special occasion.
那个让我不再站讲台的牧者在三年以后又请我来。
He was sick. His legs were blue from heart condition.
他请 Jim 为他祷告，他因为心脏的原因。
We went to pray and there was a cloud of God's presence that filled our little living room.
我们为他们祷告的时候，神同在的云彩就充满了我们那个房间。
We couldn't move.
我们没有办法动。
It was so wonderful.
何等的美好。
But after it lifted, my husband went over, prayed for him.
然后我们我的先生为他们祷告。
And they went home.
他们回家了。
I'd made lemon pie. They ate that and went home.
他们回家的时候，我给他们做了柠檬派。
But the next morning, the phone rang, and the superintendent of Sunday school said, "Martha, do you think you can fit it into your schedule to teach a Sunday school?"
第二天电话铃响了，主日学的教务长就打电话跟我说，玛莎，你可不可以来教我们主日学
？I said, "You know, I'm not allowed to teach."
我跟他说，你知道我不被允许教学。
Jim said, "We can go to another church where they allow you to teach."
Jim 说，我们可以去另外一间教会，让他们他们可以让你教。
The Lord showed us to settle down in the land; it'd go well with us.
主告诉我，你要安息在为你预备的这块地。
And I realized if I could preach it from the pulpit.I should be able to live it in the pew.
我意识到，如果我可以在讲台上教导，我也应该能够安息地坐在会众席上。
I was still living for Jesus.
我仍然是为耶稣而活。
And then Jesus made it real to me. I had asked him for 9 months whether I should marry Jim, and he had spoke to me. You know, when we ask, he does answer.Lord, should I do this, or should I do that, or should I do the other? He will answer. I cried out to him when Jim's knees were in the sand with the ring in his hand.
我会跟Jim的婚姻向他祷告了9个月。 你知道当我们向神求问的时候, 他会告诉我们的。
Give me time, so he took a walk.
Jim向我求婚, 我说给我一点时间, 然后他就出去走了。
I cried out, it was so deep, I was praying in tongues.
我就深深地呼喊, 我是这样用方言祷告。
The Lord still can give us another language.
神还可以赐给我们另外一种语言。
It's a heavenly language.
这是天上的语言。
We can pray in another tongue. I don't know if it was Chinese or not.
我们可以用另外一种语言祷告, 我不知道是不是中文。
Jesus, what do you want me to do?
我说耶稣你要我做什么?
And the answer came.
他的答应就来了。
Right over my lips. He said, say yes to him like you would if it were me.
他说要跟他说是的, 正像你跟我说是的一样。
And then I didn't care what anybody said. You know, I heard Jesus.
我已经听见了耶稣。
When we're in a decision of what to do, we have to hear from him.
当我们要决定做什么事的时候, 我们必须要从他,
we have to listen,
听到他的答应。
Listen for his voice.
我们必须听他的声音。
Don't make up our own mind or think our own thoughts.
不要做自己的决定, 有自己的想法。
We say, Jesus, what would you have me to do?
我们说, 耶稣, 你要我做什么?
Is this your perfect will for me?
这是你对我的完美的旨意吗?
Don't let me think my own thoughts.
不要让我想自己的思想。
Don't let me feel my own feelings.
不要让我感觉自己的感觉。
Give me those lights that come from the Holy Spirit.
赐给我从内住圣灵来的亮光。
That's what Mrs. Robinson taught my teacher.
这是罗宾森师母教我老师的。
So when he said that, Jim came back and he said, do you want to know what the Lord, whenever you're ready to tell me?
Jim回来了说,你想知道,Jim说,我跟Jim说,你想知道主对我说什么了吗? 他说,你预备好了就可以跟我讲。
I think it was about 6 months later, the Lord was our wedding.
大概6个月以后,我们结婚了。
But 3 years later, that pastor asked me to come back into ministry.
3年以后, 那个牧者又请我回到了施工里。
He made the statement, oh, how God has blessed this marriage.
他也宣告说, 神祝福了我们这段婚姻。
But the Lord showed me during that time my sin was I allowed the ministry to take his place.
但是在那段时间, 神向我显示, 我的罪在于我许可施工, 代替了他的位置。
So I told that in Malaysia, Hong Lian had 1,000 pastors in the audience.
所以在马来西亚, 我就做了这个见证, 在那里有超过1,000个牧者。
You've probably heard me say it, I'm sorry, I repeat these days.
很抱歉, 我又重复了这段故事。
But as I came off the platform, it had steps, I don't know, 10 or 12 steps I had to walk down.
当我从讲台上下面下来的时候, 有大概10到20个台阶。
I thought the people were all gone, but here they were at the altar.
我以为他们都离开了,
all but about 25 I saw, I thought, oh, everybody left.
有大概25名在那里。
But I looked down and they were all at the altar.
但是我往下一看, 他们都在祭坛那里。
And the altar was full of teardrops.
那个祭坛上满了泪水。
I thought, oh, somebody spilled water. No, they were on all the steps.
我以为是人洒了水, 但实际上是他们的眼泪。
It's so easy to miss our calling. If we neglect private prayer, Jesus wants an intimate relationship with us. I was so busy in that work that when I did go on my knees in my own room, I'd fall asleep.
因为我那时候服侍这么忙, 当我一个人回到房间里, 跪下来祷告的时候, 我就睡着了。
Because I had many duties.
因为我有太多的责任。
I loved the duties.
我爱那些责任。
And I tried to do them for Jesus.
我想要为耶稣做这些事。
But still, he wants an intimate relationship with you.
但是他就是要一个跟你亲密的关系。
He wants to be our first lover.
他要成为我们第一个爱人。
And he'll make you a better husband.
他会使你成为更好的丈夫。
He'll make you a better wife.
更好的妻子。
If he is your lover.
如果他是你的爱人。
It's because his spirit is in you, and you'll treat the way Jesus would treat them.
因为他的灵在你里面，你就会对待别人像耶稣对待那个人一样。
We need to realize when we deny ourselves in a marriage relationship.
当我们在一个婚姻里否认自己的时候
，Sometimes it's hard.
有的时候很不容易。
But we do it for Jesus.
但是我们是为耶稣做的。
Realize that's Jesus in that person that you're serving.
意识到你服侍的那个人是耶稣在他的里面。
And he's wanting to conquer the self-will and the self-love in us.
他要来征服我们里面的自我意志和自爱。
He said, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself."
他说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Let him take up his cross and follow me.
就当天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
You know, the cross goes against what we want to do.
你知道十字架就是要反对我们要渴望做的事。
It crosses what we want to be.
他否认了我们想要成为
的。That's why the Lord calls us for a complete surrender.
那就是为什么神呼召我们完全的奉献。
We need to often remind the Lord, I'm yours.
我们要常常提醒主，我是属你的。
I just want you, Jesus.
耶稣，我单单的要你。
And your wonderful will for my life.
和你对我生命美好的旨意。
That's what I pray. Jesus, I just want you.
这就是我的祷告。耶稣，我单单的要你。
And your wonderful will for my life.
和你对我生命美好的旨意。
That's surrender.
这就是降服。
And he gives us more of himself.
他就把他自己更多的给我们。
If any man will come after me, let him deny self.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Let him take up the cross.
背起他的十字架。
The thing that goes against your own desires.
就是那否认你自己渴望的十字架。
That's the call to be an overcomer.
这就是成为得胜者的呼召。
You're not overcoming the world. You're overcoming this world in you.
你不是在征服整个世界，你是要胜过你里面的这个世界。
You're overcoming the self-will.
你要征服自我的意志。
The selfish desires,
自私的愿望
your own plans,
自己的计划
your own ambitions,
自己的野心
you have to lay them down.
你必须把它们放下
Jesus, I just want you.
耶稣，我单单的要你
and your wonderful will for my life.
和你对我生命美好的旨意
That's why sometimes he makes us wait.
那就是为什么有的时候他让我们等候。
When I first got that call, I thought I was ready to go to the mission field.
当我首先得到他的呼召的时候，我以为要去宣教工厂。
But it took many years before my mother. When my mother died, I went to visit Texas where my sister was, and that's when Jack Chow said to my husband and I after a meeting, "God sent you."
但是过了很多年以后，我才到了德州，我的。姐姐在那里，然后周牧师说：“神把你拆到这里来。”
He said, "You're to be my associate pastor."
他说：“你要成为我的助理牧师。”
I said, "Wait a minute, I live in Ohio."
我说：“等一等，我住在俄亥俄州啊。”
But we went home to pray about it.
然后我们回家祷告。
And the Lord gave me 3 months.
主给了我三个月的时间。
So we went for 3 months while he traveled to Taiwan.
所以。周牧师去台湾了，然后我们有三个月的时间祷告。
And he came back and said, "You can't go now. I'm going to have a conference, first one."
他回来以后说，我们要开始第一届的特会。
My husband stayed with him, but the income tax was due. I flew home to do the income tax.
我的先生就跟他在一起，但是我就飞回家，因为我要做税。
But the Lord miraculously opened a place where we could have it. Pastor Lai came, Pastor Hong Leon came.And Pastor Lin came, and Mrs. Lin came. We had to pray a little more to get Pastor Ruth.
但是神奇妙的给我们开路，我们租了一个地方，所以赖牧师、李牧师、凤莲牧师都来了。
But when she came wholeheartedly.
后来郭牧师也来了，他一来就全心的来跟随。
And she saw his vision. He had a vision we'd have a faith home. He wanted Jim and I to look for a home to live in.
他看到有一个，他有一个这样的意向，我们需要一个信心家。
He would have some of you come from China or Malaysia and stay a month of training.
他想要邀请大家从大陆，从马来西亚来有一个地方住，然后一起接受训练。
But a couple years later, he moved to Maryland. He went home, knew it was time to go home to Jesus.
但是几年以后，周牧师就搬回到马里兰，然后两个月以后就被
接受了。And he didn't give any directions what to do. He just left the whole ministry in Jesus' hands.
他并没有清楚地交代接下来要怎么做，他就把所有一切交在耶稣的手中。
I know Jenny was weeping and wailing. She was so brokenhearted. What do we do? What do we do? I said, well, the Lord just gave us one word, go forward.
他说我们该怎么办？怎么办？
Step by step, go forward.
一句话，往前行。
We still had a little money in the bank to have another.
银行里还有一些钱。
And the Lord has provided the last 5 years or more.
过去的五年，神一直都在。
We don't know what the next step is. Certainly don't know what it is for me.
我们不知道下一步是什么。
I had a year of being emptied.
我这一年我都在被神倒空。
I have an empty house.
我有一个空的房子。
With no husband.
没有丈夫。
I have no car now because of a car accident.
因为车祸，我现在也没有车子了。
I had a heart problem.
我也心脏有问题。
It caused the car accident.
是那个导致了那个车祸。
But I'm here today.
但今天我在这里。
I'm here today.
今天我在这里。
And when it happened in October, I said, "Oh, I'm glad it's October 1st." Because I can recover before June next year.
当时是十月份，我说我很高兴现在才十月一号，那么明年六月份之前我肯定就恢复了。
And there's been much prayer for me.
很多人为我祷告。
But in the meantime, God is fulfilling Pastor Chow's light. He wanted a faith home. It was the right light, but the wrong place.
在这同时，神正在一步一步地成就周牧师的意向。他想要一个信心家庭。
Sometimes God only gives us part of the plan.
有的时候，神只启示给我们计划的一部分。
Step by step.
一步一步的。
We found out with researching that the Chinese in China could come easily into Malaysia.
后来我们发现大陆的弟兄姐妹可以很容易的到马
来西亚。There was not the restrictions of coming into the USA.
比去美国容易很多，没有那么多的限制。
They could go for holiday. It's a hot place, and like people go to Florida, people in China go to Malaysia.
那里天气很暖和，所以他们可以去那里度假，就像我们去佛罗里达一样。
And the Lord provided.
神预备了。
And Pastor Hong Leong is already in Malaysia.
凤莲牧师已经在马来西亚了。
And her husband went along with her, her son went along with Pastor Ruth. And there's a location there where some of you have already gone and stayed a month in the faith home.
郭牧师的先生和儿子也跟他一起去那里了，很多人到了那里，在新兴家庭。
So six months out of the year.
每年六个月。
She's gone from us, except on Zoom.Reunited on Zoom.
我们是在线上聚会。
And then Mercy got the light.
芷翔也得到了。
How many cities did you travel to this year in China? Just one?
Seven.
Two?
Seven.
Seven? Oh, seven. Oh, I didn't read that upside down. Seven cities. So you see, our younger generation have the same light to reach out.
所以我们的下一代也在
And the rest, Jesus wants us to reach out to others. He wants people to learn about waiting on God. Maybe they're already Christians, but they're busy with life. And to find Jesus, we have to have time with Him. We start out with a full surrender to Him. We let Him make the plans. We let Him choose what we do. We don't decide to do it on our own. We say, Jesus, what will you have me to do?
我们说, 耶稣,
I'm ready to go, I'm ready to stay.
我准备好了, 或者去,
I'm ready to do your will. And He goes before you. And we want Him to do that. That's what Paul did. He constantly was asking. The first question he had on the road to Damascus was, Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus. I'm the one you crucified. By Stephen, his crucifixion. Beating Stephen, he really was slaying Jesus. And the second question he had after he found, Where's Jesus? He said, What will you have me to do? And as we read the book of Acts, we see it over and over and over again. He's saying, What will you have me to do?
在我们读使徒行传, 我们会发现他一再地问这个问题,
他想要去一个地方, and the Holy Spirit speaks. The Holy Spirit said no.
圣灵禁止他去,
and he obeyed.
他顺服了。
That was a good idea. They needed to know too. But the Holy Spirit said, No. So I think that's amazing. He didn't just ask it once. He asked all through the journey through Asia, he asked, What will you have me to do?
Am I to
go or am I to stay?
我要去还是留呢?
Or is it not now?
还是不是现在?
So if we got our ears open, the Holy Spirit speaks.
所以当我们耳朵开通的时候, 圣灵就会说话。
He gives direction.
他会指示我们。
And He gives the power to do the work.
他也给我们能力能做他的工。
You see, many Christians are enthusiastic. They run out and witness all over town.
很多基督徒就非常的热心, 就跑出去,
the Pastor Chow caught the light of waiting on the Lord. He saw in Pearl Young how they waited on the Lord.
他看见了荣教士怎么样的等候神。
He saw it in the Ridgewood Fellowship.
他看见了利基屋教会怎样等候神。
They waited. What do you want me to do?
他们等候神, 向神求问, 你要我做什么?
When do you want me to do it?
你要我什么时候做?
How do you want me to do it?
你要我怎么做?
He's the boss.
他是老板。
He's the director.
他是我们的主任。
And Pastor Chow spent time seeking where we go.
周牧师花时间求问我们到哪里去?
Which year we go?
哪一年去?
We probably went 4 times to China and 4 times or more to Taiwan.
我们大概去了去中国大陆四次，四年，大台湾四年。
Alice and I went to Australia together with him.
我跟圣秋一起去了澳大利亚，跟周牧师一起。
Alice Chen. She went to play the organ, not to sing. She played for him. He asked me to go along to help Sister Nancy. So those are wonderful memories.
这是美好的回忆。
And we've been to Hong Kong with a thousand or more. Brother Eddie went with us that one year, this picture on the wall there. He went with us, helped us teach in Hong Kong. And we went to Malaysia at least 4 different years. My dentist asked me, did you ever go to China because you work with China? I said, yes, I did. They think I must be very wealthy because I travel all over Europe, Asia.
My
family admitted, he said, you travel more than I do. I said, well, the ministry supported my time with Brother Chow. And my husband allowed me. My husband was eager to have me go. And Pastor got along like a team. Well, those are the way the Lord has led me. I just want to share that. But the most important thing is that He wanted me to go back to my first calling. I want you to love me.
这是我的分享, 但是主对我说, 他对我最重要的呼召就是回到起初的爱,
他要我首先爱他自己。 I'm looking all over the world for lovers.
他说我在遍察全地寻找爱人。
He has many workers.
他有很多工人。
But Jesus said it in the book of Revelation, I want a bride.
但是在启示录, 主耶稣说, 我要得着心腹。
He doesn't want a hired hand.
他不只是要工人。
He doesn't want, like I've said, my husband could hire somebody to cook.
就像我先生说,
he could hire somebody to take care of the house cleaning.
我可以雇人来清洁我的房子。
But he wanted a companion.
他要得着一个伴侣。
Someone to share his heart with. That's Jesus wants that.
可以跟他分享。
He wants someone like Mary that sat at his feet and loved him.
他要有人像玛利亚一样坐在他的脚前爱他。
Martha was so busy doing.
马大是这么的忙碌, 一直做事。
And that's why Jesus sent me out of ministry.
那就是为什么耶稣把我放在事工之外。
For those 3 years.
在那3年里。
And I'm glad he did. He brought me back in.
我很高兴他这么做了，他把我再次带回到他的爱里。
But he wanted me to share that with you in case one of you have been too busy.
但是他要我把这些跟你们分享，就是也许你们有的人太忙碌了。
The scripture says, "Come apart and be separate."
圣经说你们要从他们中间出来，分别出来。You've
already left the world.
你们已经离开了世界。But
he wants you to leave all to follow him.
但是他要你撇弃一切来跟随。Don't
neglect your private time with him.
不要忽略你跟他单独私下的时间。Fall
in love with him all over again.
要全心的再一次的爱上他。He
wants to be the lover of your soul.
他要成为你灵魂的爱人。He
wants to whisper his love to you. And he's given us his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus' other self. He's not walking this earth in the flesh anymore. He wants to walk inside of you. He wants to make you his temple. He wants to fill you with his glory. He wants to be the director. When I had the accident, I told you this morning, he said that word to me, "You're mine." Then he said, "I'm in charge."
He wants
to be in charge.
而且他说我在掌权,
he does that by leading us by his spirit. We have to dig out our ears because self is always screaming what it wants.
他必须要挖通我们的耳朵，因为我们的自我总是在我们耳边说话。
Give us an ear cleaning.
所以他要清洁我们的耳朵。
We heard about it this morning.
今天早上我们听到了。
Her father had something blocking inside the ear.
Sister Ming 做了这个见证，他的父亲的耳朵有问题。
That's a picture of our own.
所以要清洁耳朵。
Our own selfish desires, we have to lay them down.
我们自私的愿望必须要放下。
We have to let the Holy Spirit convince us.
我们必须要让圣灵说服我们。
And sometimes convict us.
有的时候要光照我们。
We say, "Search me, O Lord."
我们说主啊，求你鉴察我。
See if there be any wicked way in me.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
Search me by your Spirit.
用你的圣灵鉴察我。
That's why we come together.
那就是为什么我们聚在一起。
We invite the Holy Spirit among us.
我们欢迎圣灵来到我们中间。
We want Him to prick our hearts with His Word.
我们渴望他用他的话语来刺入我们的心。
He wants to caution us.
他要来警戒我们。
Don't get hung up with your own ideas.
不要专注于你自己的意见想法。
Just say, Lord, this day is yours.
只是告诉他主啊，今天属于你。
Lead me, guide me.
你来带领我，你来引导我。
Direct my path.
你来指引我的道路。
And this is not of you, show me.
如果不是你的意思，求你向我显示。
If it is from you, encourage me.
如果是从你而来的，求你来鼓励我。
Help me to be more surrendered to you.
帮助我更加的降服于你。
Help me to be a yielded vessel.
帮助我成为降服的器皿。
That's what the disciples were after Pentecost.
这就是五旬节以后的门徒的光景。
They were not the same men.
他们不再是以前那样的人了。
It's amazing when you read the book of Acts.
何等的奇妙！当你读《使徒行传》。
They're not fighting and quarreling.
他们不再争吵，不再征战。
Paul had a problem over the Gentiles and over the circumcision.
保罗关于外邦人受割礼这件事有一些
And the one that came to defend him was Peter.
而彼得为这件事来辩护。
Peter's defending him.
彼得为他辩护，为保罗辩护。
He's reminding the elders what happened to Cornelius.
他向他们提醒他们哥林流家做神行了什么样的事。
God poured the Spirit on them, a Holy Spirit on them, and they hadn't even been born again or baptized in water.
神已经浇灌圣灵在哥林流家里面，他们还没有重生，他们还没有信主。
And one commentary said, "We here, like you in China, we should thank God for using Paul for Cornelius, as that brought in all of us. We're all Gentiles, unless somebody's Jewish here."
有一位释经学者说，我们应当感谢彼得，使用他把哥尼流带进了救恩。我们都是外邦人。
That's a magnificent story of Cornelius. He's a Gentile.
这是一个非常奇妙的故事。哥尼流是一个外邦人。
God put His Spirit on him, uncircumcised.
神把他的灵浇灌在他里面，他还没有受割礼。
Not baptized in water.
也没有受水洗。
Not confessing with their mouth.
也没有一口承认主。
And Peter declared, "God looks at the heart."
彼得宣告说，神看的是我们的心。
And afterwards, they did get baptized.
然后他们就受水洗了。
But he thought about that to defend Paul.
但是彼得就这样为保罗辩护。
So you see, there was unity among the church.
你看到初期教会中间有合一。
Oh, it's wonderful. If you haven't read it again, read again the book of Acts.
何等的美好！我们可以再一次的读《使徒行传》。
That's for us today. It doesn't have an ending because the acts of the Holy Spirit are still going on.
使徒行传没有结束，因为圣灵的行踪一直在持续。
And He's using you to continue it.
他也在使用你们，在持续往前。
You're part of the Acts of the Apostles.
你们也是《使徒行传》的一部分。
Lord Jesus, we do want to be your lover.
主耶稣，我们实在渴望做你的爱人。
我爱你，我爱你，
我爱你，耶稣。
We desire more love for you. More love of Christ for you. Jesus, you're still looking for lovers.
耶稣, 你仍然在寻找爱人。
Don't let anyone leave.
不要让我们中间任何一个人离开。
That hasn't had a revelation of your love.
还没有得着启示, 你怎样的爱他们。
Warm our hearts with love for you.
求你用你的爱来温暖我们, 让我们来爱你。
Oh, Jesus, you want a bride.
Oh, 耶稣, 你要一个心腹。
You have plenty of workers all over the world.
在全世界, 你已经有很多的工人。
You have plenty of Marthas.
你已经有很多的马达。
But you said Mary chose the better part.
但你说玛利亚选择了那上好的福分。
She learned to sit at your feet.
她学习了坐在你的脚前。
And partake of your spirit.
领受你的灵。
And then the work was easy.
然后你的工就很容易。
And the burden was light.
你的担子就很轻省。
Because she fell in love with you.
因为她爱上了你。
Oh, Jesus, baptize us again in the love of Jesus. Baptize
us.
Oh, Jesus, we ask it for your name's sake.
为你的名的缘故我们恳求。 Amen.
Brother Stephen. Is Brother Stephen here? Come, Brother Stephen. Brother John, you too. Ask these two men to pray for us. You know, men can be lovers too.
Pray for love. I love Steve. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, Lord Jesus. Jesus, wonderful.
You can translate. 因为 约翰弟兄跟穆兰他们 搬到玛丽兰 大概快三年, almost 3 years, two years, yeah. 那他们的见证, 他们怎么样搬到玛丽兰州, 是非常鼓励我, 特别是鼓励我, 因为 我们都知道他是周牧师的儿子, 那么大家都非常的 盼望能够跟他一起追求, 我自己个人也是一样, 可是在2年以前, 可能是2年以前, 那个时候赖牧师来这里, 跟李长老, 他们夫妇来, 那有一天, 那个时候约翰也在这里, 有一天, 那么 我就从这个门出去, 那李长老刚好在外面, 然后他就跟我讲了一句话, 然后就走了, 但没有说继续我们的, 他说, 如果约翰到你们玛丽兰州, 是很好的事, 那我想说, 那个时候完全不晓得, 因为那个时候, 周牧师刚过世, 那么我知道那个时候, 约翰他们在德州, 所以突然, 那个李长老讲这么一句话, 我只能够把它存在心里, 因为我也不晓得, 我也没有问过约翰他们以后的路怎么走, 那就后来到了2年前, 2年前刚好, 那, 约翰被我们教会请到马尔兰州去, 去讲了一篇道, 那我觉得那次, 那他给我们所有的弟兄姊妹, 印象很深刻, 他讲到的就是, 可能大家都有听过, 就是那个乃曼, 乃曼的故事, 讲到一个外邦人, 他如何的在神面前有个谦卑的心, 原来他是非常的不高兴, 因为他说那以利沙讲的话, 他完全不能接受, 我们最近也听到以利沙, 那长话短说, 那个时候, 我们就, 很盼望就是说主如果你以为美能够把约翰带回或者带到 华美教会，就是在马兰州的教会。可是我们知道这只有神能做，不是我们人能够勉强的。那就后来弟兄也就自己回去祷告。那在可能是两年或一年前，他就后来他们跟我们有交通，那他就说那一年，我想可能是两年前的一月，应该是两年前一月呢，那神给他们夫妇有一个字，就是回家 ，home， 啊，英文的 home， 所以他们两位就说，那我们的家就是现在我们在哪里呢？可是后来他们两位就继续祷告，什么叫做 home， 什么叫回家？那就后来当然他们就慢慢也清楚，神可能要他们回到他们父母原来服侍的地方，哈，可是这还是要主印证。那就后来，弟兄也就申请工作，那个时候他可能正在申请工作，就他又在休斯顿又申请了很多很多的工作，因为他那时候已经在那里，而且也在那边在服侍，所以他也在问主到底他们应该去哪里。就后来在休斯顿他好像没有一个机会，可是他就在马里兰州，他好像申请了可能是不知道几个工作，没有很多，他所有的工作里面神只给他开了一个门，就在马里兰州的那个郡政府，也就他只有一个 interview， 他也只有一个 offer， 就是一个什么工作的机会，什么都是一个一个。所以到最后我们也是非常的稀奇，说神他如果给他两个的话他就可以选，对不对？假如一个在德州，一个在马兰州，那他们就要选了。那这个还不算，那后来他们需要处理他们的房子，这是我所听说的，可能约翰可以再更正啊。就他们很快的就房子就处理了，我也不晓得，我后来是听他们这样说。那么但是后来他们就搬到马里兰州来。那我那时候我里面就有一个心愿，因为我觉得弟兄有呼召，他有呼召要服侍主，所以我那时候我就想到也许我可以跟他一起祷告，不是说我要怎么样，可是我觉得我要愿意用我还剩下来的年日能够帮助我的弟兄，帮助这个家，他们能够成全他们，成为合用主所合用的一个牧者。我没有其他的办法，因为我也没有很多的所谓的那个什么啊，可以成为他的帮助。可是我相信当我们一起祷告的时候，主来帮助他。就后来没想到就我们他们夫妇，我们的夫妇，我们就约定好每两个礼拜我们一起祷告。弟兄姊妹你知道吗，第一次我们祷告的时候圣灵就大大的降临，大大降。我觉得我们很多时候当然我们不是说要一个什么感觉，但是你知道神在那里，好像神喜悦我们能够一起祷告。我的目的并不是要我们要做什么工作哈，我就说主啊，我愿意成全我的弟兄，我愿意成全我的弟兄，因为他实在是有一个呼召。所以我们有一次我记得我们在营地耶，他坐在这边哈，好几位传道人，包括那时候不知道是谁，我已经可能有菲利普牧师，还有好几位为我们的弟兄祷告。所以我那时候我觉得说，如果能够成全一位，那主也让他能够成为一个合用的器皿，那是多好的事情啊！但是我不会，我也不会教他，我也没有像他父亲那么有教导的恩赐，可是我可以跟他一起祷告，我就跟他一起祷告。所以我们现在每一次我们欢欢喜喜的在一起祷告，我们彼此我们就觉得跟他更能够合而为一，合而为就是我们的目的并不是他去服侍什么教会或者服侍一个什么，而说主啊，让这个器皿能够被成全。所以我觉得非常我感谢主，我觉得一步一步看到神的带领， 我相信我们每一位都要为约翰祷告哈，让主使得他成为一个主合用的器皿。他或许是在一个教会，或许是在他主所要他在的地方。我觉得既然主现在把他带到马尔兰州来，我觉得我就愿意跟他一起祷告，只等到主更多的显明，更多的，而且那他现在也是很盼望能够在马尔兰的教会，他能够学习更多的来服侍。我觉得非常感谢主，我就要把荣耀归给神。那我们也愿意为其他的弟兄或姊妹，你们有呼召的，真的是，如果有人跟你一起祷告，让主的呼召更加的能够落实，好不好？更加的落实，而不只是说哦，好像只是一个盼望而已。我觉得跟我的弟兄现在，我们就更同心，好，更能够。虽然他其实也不小了，那我只比他大几岁而已。可是我觉得我们就是在主里面一起祷告。
Hallelujah. No, I was going to pray. This is all unexpected. I just want to hold something. Pray for the men? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, I don't want this to be about me, but my dear brother is very loving, so. Sister Martha thought that the men could come up, the ministers?
Sure, or any men that want to be lovers of Jesus.
Oh. We'll pray ahead of time, because tomorrow's Father's Day. So all the men, please.
Hallelujah.
Let's come to the front.
Praise the Lord. Sam, please.
I do want to say, I mean, what's in my heart, I think tomorrow. Okay. Just change this. I wanted to share something maybe tomorrow, a excerpt from my dad's journal. And I wanted to share it with you because it's about, you know, finding
Daniel.
Daniel. Before we pray for the men, I felt this need to talk about love, to loving Jesus. Because I wanted to share with you an excerpt from my dad's journal. And I shared this with Pastor Lai's group already. But it touched my heart. Because it's really just about his experience.
因为在那个章节当中所讲的就是我父亲他自己的经验
was loving Jesus,
就是关于爱耶稣的经验
and so I can't share it right now, but let's just the men could gather around in the front here.
明天的时候我来做这个分享，那请弟兄们大家一起过来，聚集过来。
Sister Martha said that men could be lovers of Jesus.
Martha 姐妹说
I would say especially men.
我们大家即便是弟兄都可以成为耶稣的爱人，特别是弟兄。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you Lord, and I live my life to worship you. Hey.
主，我们仰望你，主，谢谢主，你借着这些宝贵的这些见证人围绕着我们，主，让我们能够知道，主，我们可以继续的跟随你，把荣耀归给你。
靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen. 爱我们的天父，当我们弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
Amen.
主啊，在你的祝福之下，我们这些弟兄真是和睦同居的相处。主啊，看见我们在心灵的里面是如此的彼此的要相爱。主，当我们缺少，但主求主你赐给我们。当我们不足的地方，主啊，你把丰富的恩典赏赐给我们每一位弟兄。主啊，祝福我们每一位弟兄的家庭，已婚未婚的，主啊，你都一样的来祝福我们，让我们在家里面成为是主在把主的恩典、主的托付放在我们的肩膀上，让我们有主的同在，有能力担起这个责任来。
Amen.
主啊，我们谢谢你将每一位在这里的聚集，主啊，我们或许彼此不互相的很熟悉，互相的相熟相认识，但是在主里面我们却是一个团队。
Amen.
是一个弟兄的团队。
Amen.
是主要祝福的一个团队。
Amen.
主啊，当愿主你赐下从上头而来的恩高加美的恩典临到我们在座的每一位亲爱的弟兄的身上。谢谢主，通过主的祝福让我们成为别人的祝福。大家祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿们。
Oh Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your love, Jesus. Oh, that you desire to put a heart of flesh, Lord.
主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你的爱。
That you take out the heart of stone.
主啊，挪去我们的石心。
Soften our hearts.
主啊，让我们的心可以变软。
Oh, humble us, Lord. Amen. Help us to be willing to be down at your feet.
主是让我们可以愿意来到你的脚前。
Oh, Lord Jesus, give us a spirit of humility.
谢谢主耶稣，给我们谦卑的灵。
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Jesus, take away, Lord, our pride.
主耶稣，挪去我们的骄傲。
Lord, I pray, Father, that you make us all the new Joshua.
主耶稣，让我们每个人都成为约书亚一般。
Oh, that we can take up the torch, Lord Jesus.
谢谢主，我们可以举起那个火炬。
Follow the footsteps of those who's gone before us.
Oh,
Jesus, and to boldly go and enter, Lord Jesus, into the veil. Into the holy place. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, we depend on you, Lord. And as you lead us, we can come. As you guide us, we can follow. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to seek the filling of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, look to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, at your due time, Father, but just give us a heart.
And
you know we desire it, Lord. Just see that our hearts are desiring of you. So we thank you for this transition of the conference. Brother Ernie is gone.
Brother Ernie 先回去了。
And Lord, that a new order of worship will continue. Oh, Jesus, you've already given us a sense of your love. And your desire and calling us to love you.
Oh,
to truly love you.
Hallelujah.
Do a work in us, Lord. Do a real work in us, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Yes, I love Him, and more in heaven and done. Yes, I love Him, yes, I love Him, and more in
few moments left, and if anyone here just wants to call out and just pray out loud, feel free.
我们还有点时间，如果任何人有感动要来祷告的，请自由的来祷告。
Call upon him.
让我来仰望耶稣，来呼求他的名。
哈利路亚，耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你，求你更多的来吸引我们，你就让我们的心一颗纯洁的心完全给耶稣。
阿门。
阿门。主啊，我们知道我们也有我们自己的软弱，是吧？但是求你来坚固我们，让我们在这样的一个成圣的道路上一直仰望耶稣。
阿门。
然后从一切的很多的事情上，从家庭和从对孩子照顾工作的很多的事情上。一直能够转眼仰望耶稣。
阿门。
耶稣正在我们的生命中做首位掌王权。
阿门。
将我们的心归你，谢谢我们的主，谢谢我们的主，奉耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
主啊，你正在寻找那些渴慕你的人，那些要你的人，主啊，让我们成为这样的一个人。哦，主扩展我们的心，让我们更多能够容纳你。哦，我们实在有的时候被世界的东西充满太多。哦，主，这个时候让我们的对爱你的心能够扩大。哦，能够更多的要你，要你。哦，主耶稣，更多的要你。
阿门。
主也说过，是的，主，你说那爱我的。就是遵守我命令的，主，我们真是愿意遵守你的命令。
阿门。
我们要把你的话语吃到我们的里面去。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你不断地来指教我们，也对我们的心讲话。哦，主啊，是的，我们真是你的仆人，也是你手中的器皿。
阿门。
主，求你使用，
也
求你对我们说话。谢谢你在这里对我们说，你也在我们工作的地方，在我们的家庭，在我们所在地方，也要继续的对我们说话。谢谢你一直与我们同在。
阿门。
阿门。主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，我们都愿意做你的心腹。
阿门。
哦，你的救恩临到了我们外邦人。啊，耶稣，感谢你，哈利路亚。
谢谢阿门。
哈利路亚，主耶稣，你说过，在你今后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
阿门。
阿门。哈利路亚。
是的，阿门。
你的荣耀将会成为我们永远的盼望。
阿门。
哈利路亚。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
Lord, I call upon your name,
Jesus. 是的，是的。
Let your name constantly be on my lips.
哦，主啊，是愿你的名藏在我的唇上。
Amen.
No matter where I go, no matter what I meet, no matter what happens to me.
哦，无论去哪里，无论发生什么样的事情。
Lord, let my love with you be the only thing.
哦，主啊，是让我时常来爱着你。
Only Jesus and nothing else.
哦，单单来耶稣，再也没有其他的事情。
So again, I renew my covenant with you.
Amen.
我再次重申你的约。
Lord, bring me over to the wilderness.
哦，主啊，是带我到那个
旷野。
Amen.
哦，主啊，无论往何处去。
Back to Jericho over the Jordan.
哦，主啊，无论是耶利哥。或者是
you tell me to always seek you.
哦，主啊，教导我，让我时常来寻求你。
To keep in precious memory always, every day, every morning.
哦，主啊，是帮助我时常记得你，每一天的早上，
每一个时刻。Only alone with you.
哦，主啊，单单的来与你在一起。
No matter where I am, it's just me and you together alone.
无论在哪里，单单的就是与你在一起。
Amen.
Two person universe, two person world.
哦，主啊，是到属神的世界里。
I just want you and your wonderful will for my life.
主啊，是的，我要你，我要你的心意。
我只要你耶稣，然后你对我生命的美好的旨意。然后主耶稣，我的约定跟你从今天到起到永远都一直都有。
Amen.
然后主耶稣，还有一种祷告。 主耶稣，我就求你牵着我的手往前走，
阿门。
求你要我走的这条路，但如果知道我的心有的时候会后悔，会不喜欢，到那个时候，请你逼着我走到底。
Amen.
The prayer is, Lord Jesus, I pray that you continually push me and lead me, take me by the hand to walk the path you want me to walk.
谢谢主啊，求你带着我，牵着我的手，让我行在那个你要我行的道路上。
Don't let me go from left to right, only want to go forwards with you.
主啊，无论是或向左或向右，主啊，更重要是朝着你的道路去。
But of course, I'm going to doubt. Of course, my faith isn't that strong.
主要是求你赦免我的信心不够。
And of course, my strength is not enough.
主要是我力量也是单薄的。
But I put my trust in you.
但主将我的我信靠你。
I pray that even in those times when I'm weak and I fall.
即便是我在软弱的时候，我可能会跌倒。
You pick me up, you carry me all the way.
但是主，我相信你会扶持我，扶持我到底。
I pray that every single man in this room tonight.
主要是我为所有的弟兄，在场的弟兄来祷告。
The Holy Spirit cover them and baptize them.
是主要愿你的圣灵来充满他们。
Continually be filled with the Holy Spirit.
主要是愿每个弟兄持续被圣灵来充满。
Every step, every walk is Jesus living in them and stepping with them.
是主要每一步每一脚印，你都与他们同在。
Go out from here, and every time the family see them.
哦，主啊，每当离开这里的时候，主啊
，whether it's their family, their friends, their coworkers，
主啊，无论是与他们家庭同或者与他们同事在一起
，they don't just see a man, but they see you。
主啊，是他们不单只是看到这个弟兄，他们在这些弟兄身上看见你。
Now of course, that can only happen if we love you and we exchange an intimate relationship with you。
主要是我们相信，当我们爱你的时候，我们与你建立这样的关系的时候，你就可以在每个弟兄身上看见耶稣。
So long story short, keep us in you。
主要是保守我们在你的里面，
好吗 ？Yeah, you and me, in Jesus' name, I pray. I love you, Jesus. Amen。
是，我爱你，主耶稣，你与我，我与你在一起。
Amen。是的，亲爱的主，求你开我们每一位弟兄的眼。让我们看见，开通我们的耳朵，让我们听见你，让我们看见你的荣美，真的就让我们丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得到基督，让我们恳切的寻求你，好叫我们都寻见你，都得到你，就是得到一切。好，哈利路亚，叫我们。把自己完全的交给你，把我们自己和我们的全家都交在你恩典的手里。真的要自己我和我家，我们必定是奉耶和华的名，也只有你的恩典才能让我们能够做一个合你心意的丈夫，合你心意的父亲，合你心意的儿子，合你心意的这个员工，我们都仰望在你恩典的手中，奉耶稣的名求。
所以保守我们一直对你有一个纯一清洁的心，
是的，
主啊，赞美你，主啊，救我们脱离一切的凶恶，主啊，赞美你，主啊，特别不让我们的心被撒旦引诱偏斜，哈利路亚，你的圣灵要引导我们照你所应许的一直进入一切的真理，一切的真实，哈利路亚，与你在同袍葡萄园一起工作的时候，我们在那里把爱情献给你，教导我们向你要成就有奇妙的事，奉耶稣名祷告。
阿门。阿门。主耶稣，我们爱定你，我爱定你。
阿门。
无论在任何情况之下，我要爱定你，因为你就是我生命的那一位。
阿门。
阿门。你亲自来吸引我。是我快跑跟随你，
阿门。
哦，主啊，我的好处不在你以外，有什么不是领受的呢？主啊，所有的一切都是你所赐的，
是
主，我生命乃是属于你，我要常住在你的里面，你也住在我的里面，我要常主啊来亲近你，更多来认识你。
Amen.
谢谢赞美你，让我们能够在这几天在这个营会里面更多得着你。
Amen.
使我自己越来越少，耶稣越来越多。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名
字。
亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你，你是我们唯一的盼望和满足。
Amen.
用十架的宝血再次洁净我们。
Amen.
接近我们的灵魂体，用十字架来对付我们的老旧人，让我们成为你的圣洁，成为你合用的器皿，也能成为你的配偶。我们盼望你做成这件工作，在使命上，谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
阿门，
阿门。哦，亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。哦，感谢你这丰盛的信息，感谢你这云彩般的见证。哦，感谢赞美你天父，请按你的心意来制作我们，请按你的心意来引导我们，请按你的心意让我们更多来爱你。哦，把你的心意全然的浇灌给我们，你让我怎么做我就怎么做，你让我怎么说我就怎么说，你让我怎么爱你我就怎么爱你。感谢赞美你天父，我就是你手中的器皿，来制作我，你来制作我，把更多的圣灵吹给我，把更多的圣灵浇灌给我，让我的信心与日俱增，来服侍你，更好的服侍你。感谢赞美你天父，奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告，阿门。
弟兄也比以往多很多。通常在教会里边好像爱主的都是姐妹一大堆，但是看到耶稣先拣选的还是弟兄。有一天我跟周牧师讲，我说我很高兴你是弟兄。他说为什么？因为你可以正给大家证明说弟兄可以很爱耶稣。阿妹，我也想到刚才麦凡牧师问大家说，好像问凤莲牧师，圣灵第一个果子是什么？就是 love， 他的第一个护照也是要来成为耶稣的爱人。不只是说圣灵在我们身上做工的结果，看了第一个果子就是了。我刚才就忽然想到五旬节圣灵降临的时候，他自己结出的第一个果子就是 love。 因为你想到吧，当时耶稣刚刚离开，吩咐他们在那里等，他们等啊等啊等啊，等到五旬节大概第十天，耶稣还没来。这十天里面他们的心绪我想很不平静，很乱，可能有时候也打瞌睡，但是可能会想耶稣就这样离开我们了，那我们该怎么办？还有彼得会想起他曾经否认过主，主耶稣虽然在加利利海边有托付他要喂养他的羊，但是他说我只会打鱼，我怎么去喂养羊？ 你又没有留下来教我，所以很多的问题也很多的困惑，但是圣灵一来，所有的困惑所有的问题全都没了。主来了，他们认圣灵所做的，圣灵的声音就是跟耶稣的一模一样，他们知道这个就是耶稣回来了，耶稣没有丢弃我们，他回来了，而且不是在我们中间，他在我里面跟我讲话，亲到这么亲，他们忽然感受到那个爱，那种以前没有体会过的爱。主耶稣没有丢弃他们，主耶稣要回来，一样一样教他们怎么做，他们不用担心怎么传福音啊，怎么去行神迹，不用，反正时候到了，是他里耶稣就在那里会教他，说叫他起来，他就叫他起来，那个人就会走路了，反正什么耶稣都会教，叫他去哪里就去哪里。所以他们第一个感受的就是那个爱，耶稣没有撇弃他们，没有丢弃他们的爱。然后刚才马萨牧师还跟我讲，他最 touch 他的心的，说为什么约书亚会被拣选成为摩西的成为呢，他本来就已经是助手，后来就是成为来带领以色列人进迦南的，就是因为他会停留在主的同在中 linger。 所以我们弟兄可能最要专注的就是真的是要更多更多来到主的同在中，停留在哪里。我听很多姐妹说，我一等候就两个小时五个小时，但是比较少弟兄会停留这么久。也许这是我们弟兄要求主给我们能够更专注停留在主的爱中。时间差不多到了哈。其实今天二尼牧师在讲到以利亚那件衣服掉下来给以利沙的时候，我忽然心里就很被 touch。 我跟周牧师的时间不是非常长，当然我认识他的时间是很长，但是我有在他离开我们之前，我有一些时间在那个 Dallas 跟他在一起。我记得在是大概2018年开始，2018、2019甚至2020，我有很多的服事，很多很多地方邀请我去领会啊、讲道啊，或者是道社会，或者是在线上的。后来就是在周牧师要离开达拉斯之前，我看到他很不高兴。后来在他要搬家的时候，我叫他说你要为我祷告，他答应了。但是就在走的那一天，同工们都来，然后他就叫这个进去，叫那个进去，给他们交代很多事情，也为大家祷告，但是没有叫我。我就一直跟到机场，他好像还是不理我。后来等到要快进安检门那个时候，他坐在轮椅上才叫我来为我祷告。他就是用诗篇，就是一篇那个要住在至高者的隐秘处，在全能者的荫下，就是叫我要更多安静。那我就知道说，可以说这是圣灵借着他跟我说的，我需要更多安静的时间。所以从那个时候开始，我就比较，以前我是想说人家请了你就要答应啊，那种事就是有需要嘛， 不管有没有话，我想时候到了就有话，去了就有话。但是那时候我就知道，我需要更多的安静，我需要更多的安静。其实他那个祷告是对我极大的保护，所以从那个时候开始，我就比较会拒绝，不是说人家一讲我就要去，真的是要很清楚是神要我去的。反正从那个时候，一个我自己晓得拒绝，一个神啊，因为我愿意，所以神也帮助我拦阻拦阻拦阻。所以特别是最近这几年，我基本上不会去哪里服侍。那当然接着呢，神的话就来了，他要我只做一件事，就是做好新型家庭的事。我想这是他的心意，他要做。从后来我们开始之后，圣灵的一步一步有话语很清楚的带领，我知道这是神要做的，所以我不能做太多的事，就是只做他要我做的那一件事，这就够了。我们都需要安静，都需要安静。赞美主。主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。你何等爱我们，你爱我们，你不只呼召我们，你是先爱我们。圣灵来，第一个结出的果子，第一个给门徒领受的就是你的爱，你的无微不至的爱。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。你特别爱弟兄，你不只接受妇女的爱，你更接受那些很爱你的弟兄的爱。你特别拣选他们来服侍你。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，今天晚上在这里的弟兄们都是你所爱的，都是你所爱的，都是你所拣选的。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，他们也向你表达，他们要回应你的爱，他们要把他们的爱献给你。哦，主耶稣，我相信你已经悦纳了，你已经接纳了。主耶稣，我相信你会一个一个的看顾他们，一个一个的看顾他们，一个一个的对他们说话，引导他们走你要他们走的道路。主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。门徒一定是被你的爱大大的充满，那一天圣灵充满他们的时候，第一个就是被爱充满，所以他们一直的跟从你，跟从到他除了老约翰，每一个都甘心乐意的为你舍命。这没有爱是不行的。哦，主，我们感谢你，赞美你，求你把这种爱也赐给我们这里的所有弟兄们。今天晚上在这里的弟兄们，主，让他们深深地感受到你是何等的爱他们。你呼召他们是因为你爱他们，你也渴慕他们的爱。主耶稣，谢谢你，愿你祝福祝福，在这父亲节的前夜，让我作为一个姐妹就为这些弟兄们祝福。我相信也是从你来的祝福。主啊，感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。无论是弟兄，无论是姐妹，让我们今天晚上都感受到你的爱，在你面前有一个甜甜蜜蜜的睡眠。醒过来的，无论什么时候醒过来，我们第一句就跟你讲说，主耶稣，我爱你，我爱你。哈利路亚，赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。